Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, Emer Daly joins us with the latest in health and wellness news. Emer, you're very welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Claire.
Now, this month is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I always wonder about these kind of things. It's something we should be talking about all the time, but it is good to have either a day or a month to focus and bring more awareness, as the title suggests.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. So it's something that we're always talking about, and I think it's nice to just have like a month or a day or something to just hold you accountable to make sure that you're checking in with your own mental health. And the theme this year is community, which I think is really, really nice. But it does allow us to see the impact of why community is so important. And the team that have put together Mental Health Awareness Month, they did a little bit of research and they looked into just how adults are acting, and especially when it comes to loneliness. So 35 to 40% of adults said that they would never admit if they were feeling lonely. They would just kind of keep that to themselves and potter through their days. And I think like most of us can actually feel that a little bit, although we're living really busy lives. Like some days we are like, I'm going through this all by myself. So it just kind of makes you see like, who's in my life? What communities do I have? What does community even mean to me? And just taking a moment to kind of reflect on that as well. So a few tips for anybody who wants to join a community or set up a community. A few things you can do is join a local activity. So that's like walking groups. We have seen so many run groups popping up all over the place, which I love to see. Book clubs, things like that. Volunteering is a really nice one to get involved in your community. I remember I did Friends of the Elderly around COVID, and I got so much from that because you're going up, you're meeting new people, you're chatting with them, and you get so much from doing something for somebody else as well. So that's a really nice one. And then just little acts of kindness. I think a nice one here when it comes to kindness is maybe helping a neighbour in with their shopping, or just even taking 5 minutes to say to your neighbour like, hey, how's your day been? I think we all like kind of run in and out of our houses and we don't even take the time to stop and chat to people. Or I notice like when I'm chatting to someone, the first thing I say is, sorry, I'm probably stopping you from getting to your next spot, or I'm holding you up. And it's okay to just stop and have a conversation with someone for 5 minutes. It impacts their day a whole lot more.
Yeah, I think whether you're an introvert or an extrovert, we do crave human interaction. And obviously mm-hmm. we feel like we're getting community through social media, and it is keeping in touch, but nothing beats human connection. Yeah. And trying to find like-minded people, be it through book clubs or walking clubs, as you said, or meeting like-minded people who are volunteering like you are. And that brings you your community. You can make your own.
You can make your own community, absolutely. And I think whenever you are in like a bad spell in your life, or you feel like things are spiraling out of control, the best thing you can do is just go chat to someone and you say, I feel so much better. And then if you are someone who's looking to put together a community or start something, just go for it. I have been teaching yoga in my community for the last couple of weeks, and I am honestly getting so much out of it. Just showing up, seeing new people each week, them saying that they loved being outside, moving their body. But for me, I have such a high afterwards, being like, I met so much new people today that I wouldn't have met if I just sat back and did nothing. So if you're thinking of starting a community, absolutely go for it.
And you were scared at the start, weren't you, Emer? Because I remember you saying to me, oh God, and we're going to go down and we're going to do free yoga. And even though you wanted to do it, it felt scary. And I think it's important that sometimes we lean into things that are uncomfortable, because when you come out the other side off and you're like, I'm so glad I did that, it's more of an achievement if it's a challenge.
Absolutely. Like, honestly, there was days where I was like, two people might show up to the yoga. There was days where one person showed up, and they were the days that I actually walked away being like, that was so nice. And now maybe 30 people show up, 20 people. I don't really mind how many people show up anymore, because I've done it a good few times and I'm just like, I'm so glad I started this.
Love it. Let's talk about mini retirements, a new way to look after your well-being. I love it. I feel like a mini retirement.
I'm obsessed with this story. Honestly, the New York Times did a deep dive into late 20s, early 30s and where people are at with their work-life balance, and people are taking mini retirements. They're not waiting till 65. I back this a lot, but it is something that you need to plan for. So they did a deep dive into just what work-life balance looks like at the moment. And we've seen a little trends on TikTok called like quiet quitting or working your wage. And what that really means is just like not letting your job title be your sole purpose of life. So just working your job, kind of doing the bare minimum, getting things done, not kind of slacking behind, but just making sure you're ticking all the boxes. And then seeing, what else do I have purpose in? And a lot of people in the article took time away from their job to go traveling, to maybe just go on a hike or a trip that they wanted to do, or just take some time out from work. And they found that when they came back after their time away, they were more motivated, they had more clarity with what they wanted to do. And then psychologist Melissa Sturge says that this is a response to burnout and people wanting more flexibility, more balance, and not really honing in on their job title so much. So I think it just really shows that, you know, if you do want to take some time away from work, absolutely go for it. But you need to plan for this like you would for anything else. And a lot of people listening might think, you know, it's really nice to just walk away from your job. How, where's the money coming from for these types of trips? You need to plan for these kind of things. You need to know, do I have the funds to be able to do something like this? And a lot of people in the article found that they had been saving for a few months. What do I want to do with this? Do I want to buy a house? Do I want to go back to college? Or do I want to just take a year out and enjoy my life? And they found that really, really beneficial. So it takes a bit of planning. You need to do it. And a lot of workplaces are actually responding to this with better sabbatical packages and just better flexibility as well. So the power of a good conversation as well with the workplace might go a long way.
I love that. And I think when you give people a break, you get a more productive, more loyal employee, as you said. But it's interesting that people are looking at life a little bit differently. Sabrina Carpenter is up next. What health tips can we learn from this popstrel?
So who doesn't love Sabrina Carpenter? Her music is so catchy. And obviously the Met Gala was 2 weeks ago. So everybody looks absolutely stunning and they're all very focused on their outfits. But Sabrina Carpenter said her main concern the night before the Met Gala was, I hope I don't get sick. I hope I don't feel like run down or tired. I just want to feel like good at the event. And that was really interesting to hear because most people are stressing about their hair, their makeup, their outfit. And she said her number one wellness tip is turmeric ginger shots. And I think we've chatted a little bit about that on the show before, just the benefits of turmeric and ginger together, their anti-inflammatory properties within them. And that's her number one tip and her go-to thing. So if you're looking to channel your Sabrina Carpenter this summer, turmeric shots is the way forward.
You exhausted?
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, did you wake up early?
Woke up, actually, solid 9 hours of sleep last night.
Were you like stressed out last night at all?
Not stressed out, just like, was like, oh, it would suck if I woke up and my immune system like collapsed. That was the only thing. I was like, if that happens, then damn. But if not,
what do you do when that happens? Because you're so busy and you're doing so much all the time, and I feel like your immune system is really brave. And so I'm just wondering, like,
I love how we got into this help combo: ginger shot, turmeric.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like classic.
Yeah, I just like, I'm super natural and homeopathic,
100%.
And apparently, you need pepper on the top of a turmeric shot because it helps your body to absorb it. Just a little bit of black pepper. Now it's full on. It'll make you feel alive as it stings through the back of your nose and throat. But I quite like that.
Yeah, sorry. You always bring in the last key ingredient. You need that black pepper to just activate everything.
Yeah. Now I haven't made it at home yet. I haven't got that far. But there's a place close by to the studio here and I do try and get one at least once a week. Yeah, it's good stuff. Now, why less than 6 hours sleep might be costing you more than you think?
Yes. So sleep is so important. And I think it's one of the main things that goes out the door when we have a busy schedule. It's like, oh, I'll get up earlier and start working earlier, or I'll stay up late and work on this project later. No, let's not do that. Sleep is so important. So the HSE recommends between 5 to 9 hours of sleep, with 7 kind of being the majority for an adult. And to all my girlies listening, we need more sleep than men. So we have hormones changing, we've stress, we've busy schedules. I'm not saying that men don't, but we know how to spin some plates. So if you're feeling run down, frustrated, and just like a little bit lethargic, can you have an extra hour of sleep? Can you get to bed that little bit earlier? Because it's so important. If we're not getting enough sleep, our immunity is getting affected. We're feeling run down, sluggish, and then our mood is being affected as well. We're honing in on the more negative experiences that we're having throughout the day. We're feeling tired, sluggish, frustrated. It's this nasty cycle that you can get into. So sleep experts say that if you want to give yourself the best sleep possible, and you've said it so many times, Claire, leave that phone out of the room. Like, do not bring it into the room with you. Charge it somewhere else. And if you're tossing and turning in the bed, get up, get out of the bed, read a book, listen to a calming podcast, make the bedroom a nice calming space. And that's where you go to rest and switch off. And if you can give yourself an extra hour in the morning or in the nighttime, do it, because it'll benefit you.
One of the best health tips I ever read, and who knows if she even said it, I think it was in a magazine, and they said it was Jennifer Lopez, and she said, if you feel really, really overwhelmed in life, chances are you need a good night's sleep. And I actually really live by that mantra.
Yeah.
There are times my husband laughs at me, calls it the world is ending, because that's how I feel. Nothing feels right. And then I get into bed, I have a decent night's sleep, and I wake up the next day and I'm like, oh, actually, everything's fine. And you're right. You can make better choices. Mm-hmm. You can make better food choices. You do want to go to the walk or the class. Whereas if you're constantly in that cycle of overtiredness, it depends on what season of life if you're in.
Absolutely.
It's difficult for those with young babies or shift workers. But at a minimum, keep an eye on your energy levels. And chances are, as J-Lo says, you need a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
So if we want to join your community, what yoga events have you got coming up?
Yes. So I have lots of yoga coming up. So I'm teaching yoga for anybody who's on the north side of Dublin. You can come to Ardnamara Green. I'm doing a free community yoga class there on the green. And you can go down to the lovely Yellow Door after, get a discounted coffee. And then one of my favorite events that I do is doga. If anybody doesn't know what doga is, it's dog yoga. So my sister and I have been doing doga for the last year with my lovely horse rescue. They're an animal rescue centre in Ireland. So they rescue dogs, ponies, pigs, anything. They are absolutely amazing. So myself and Eve do yoga. We're actually going to be doing one on the 7th of June, potentially on the beach. Do a yoga session, flow it out, and then they'll bring some lovely dogs for you to connect with after. And it's a chance to see the rescue dogs that are there that need homes. For anybody looking to get a dog, rescue centres are such a great place to go to. And all the tickets and proceeds made are for my lovely horse rescue. So it's a really nice one to go to. And follow my Instagram channel, follow my lovely horse rescue. They'll be putting up the dates and the tickets. And yeah, come along.
Love it. I love all the doors that have opened since you embraced yoga. It's gorgeous to watch. What is your Instagram handle?
Yeah, you can follow me at Daily Wellbeing. And I have loved coming here. You've helped me spread my wings. And thanks so much.
Emer Daly, thanks as always.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk.